Whether or not they call it a tax, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his Treasurer Joe Hockey are clearly going to have a job selling the mooted deficit levy. It's not just the opposition and the Greens. Some government MPs are already grumbling about the idea of a levy in the budget to help reduce the deficit. They fear it would be seen as clear evidence of a broken promise. Tony Abbott says the budget isn't complete, but he has warned again that there will be unpopular decisions. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Prime Minister's approach to opposition and the last election campaign was characterised by simple slogans and a repeated mantra of promises. It's now clear that one is taking priority.
Getting the budget back under control is at the absolute heart of the commitments that this government made to the people before the election.
Tony Abbott wants to emphasise that no decision's been made about a deficit levy to collect more tax, but it is looking increasingly likely, particularly as a way to ensure those who won't be hit by other budget measures, like means testing and co-payments, also play their part. But the opposition and Greens leaders are making it clear they would block a debt tax in the Senate.
We will fight a tax increase on ordinary Australians, absolutely. It's a bad idea, it's a broken promise, it's a tax increase. Labor will have no part of it.
The Senate is not going to just wave through this attack on the community.
The Prime Minister is allowing the political debate to run, and it's questionable that the government would endure that backlash if it's not intending to impose some form of levy or tax. Some government MPs are worried that it would be a clear broken promise. Tony Abbott argues a temporary levy would not fall into that category, and he's urging a long-term view of the budget.
There will be unpopular measures in this budget, but what we need is a tough budget now for a bright future tomorrow.
The Queensland Senator Ian MacDonald is one government member prepared to voice his concerns about a levy.
If we are going to have to address the debt situation, and I think we do, then it must be a scheme that does have all people contributing equally, and a scheme where the butcher and the baker as individuals will have to pay a levy, but not Woolworths and Coles, who are competing with the local butcher and baker, don't pay a levy, I think is very unfair.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, believes the government will back down before the budget.
I think the Abbott government will fold its cards on this issue because, frankly, it's such a bad idea and such a shocking broken promise. They're saying there's a budget emergency, yet they want to give millionaires an extra $75,000 paid parental leave. This is a government with the wrong priorities.
Labor's consistently targeted Mr. Abbott's proposed paid parental leave policy, and it's using the idea of a deficit tax to reinforce that attack. The Prime Minister's known for a long time that his self-described signature policy is short of support within the government too, but he's still firmly committed to it.
And I'm confident that all of them, when the time comes, will be thinking of the fact that not just at the last election, but at the election before, we promised a fair income paid parental leave scheme, and we are not going to be a government which promises things before the election and walks away from them afterwards.
The Greens support paid parental leave as a workplace entitlement, but their leader, Christine Milne, still believes the coalition proposal is too generous.
So at the moment, nobody knows what Tony Abbott intends to do with paid parental leave, whether he'll proceed with it, what shape it'll be in when he presents it to the Parliament, and the fact that he hasn't talked to anybody about it yet tells you that he's all over the shop on it.
But even if the Greens support an amended version of the plan, it may still fail in the Senate if it gets that far. The Coalition Senators John Williams and Ian MacDonald have today repeated their concerns, and others privately share their view, particularly if a deficit levy is imposed. Opposition strongest within the Nationals, their deputy leader, the Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce, spoke to ABC New England.
Kelly, I can also count, and the numbers are not there in the Senate for it to get through. So at this point in time, we're having a discussion about something that if it was brought up, I can't see how it's going to get through. So really, that's why I'm not losing nights talking about something that I can't see its passage through the Senate at this point in time. If you want to know whether I support it as a policy, yes, I do. Where's my concentration right at this moment? On things a miles away from the paid parental leave, which is the budget, because if we don't straighten the show up, if we don't manage to get our finances back under control, if we keep heading towards where we're off to, which is north of 667 $7 billion in debt, then we will have no money to run the Tamworth Base Hospital or the ABC or keep our roads in check or manage to, you know, defend our country. And we cannot let that happen.
He says if the government doesn't make unpopular decisions now, it'll be worse for everyone in the future.
Naomi Woodley.